This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Thursday, December 9. Lo, how a rose e'er blooming. Our reading comes from Isaiah chapter 35. The desert and the parched land will be glad. The wilderness will rejoice and blossom. Like the crocus, it will burst into bloom. It will rejoice greatly and shout for joy. The glory of Lebanon will be given to it, the splendor of Carmel and Sharon. They will see the glory of the Lord, the splendor of our God. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout for joy. Water will gush forth in the wilderness, and streams in the desert. The burning sand will become a pool, the thirsty ground bubbling springs. In the haunts where jackals once lay, grass and reeds and papyrus will grow, and a highway will be there. It will be called the way of holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way. The unclean will not journey on it. Wicked fools will not go about on it. No lion will be there, nor any ravenous beast. They will not be found there. But only the redeemed will walk there, and those the Lord has rescued will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Growing up in the southwestern United States gave me a lot of opportunities to see the desert in bloom. A desert in full bloom is one of the most beautiful landscapes on earth. Part of the reason it can be so breathtaking is that for most of the year, the desert looks like a wasteland. It looks the way Isaiah describes it, as a parched land, until the cactus blossoms and bright, radiant colors abound across the landscape. This can bring so much joy to the people who live there. Isaiah describes the desert as responding with gladness and joy. The picture Isaiah paints is one of hope for the hopeless in a dry land. Lo, how a rose e'er blooming takes this picture and connects it to Isaiah's prophecy of a shoot coming from the stump of Jesse. It ties the bloom of the crocus together with the tender stem that sprouted from the line of David, the son of Jesse. This imagery is then connected with the birth of Christ. True God and yet true man, he came to save his people from earth's dark night of sin. At the birth of Christ, we see hope, joy, and gladness. Jesus brings us the water of life, redeeming us from sin and death, and replacing our sorrow and sighing with renewed strength and everlasting joy. Pray with me. Jesus, you bring so much joy to our dry and weary hearts. May we rejoice greatly and shout for joy at your coming, now and forever. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.